to Turkey now, where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's supporters are celebrating after one of the strongest challenge to his rule in years. Erdogan overcame opponent Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu yesterday. It was a close result, with Erdogan crossing the 50% mark to clinch the presidency for 5 more years. Fariba Nawa is a journalist based in Istanbul. She's here to tell us more. Fariba, welcome.
Thank you.
Fariba, you live very close to where Erdogan gave his victory speech. Describe the scene and tell us what you heard.
Yeah, it was a very emotional night for Erdogan's supporters because they got what they wanted, and it was an expected win. People gathered up on the hill overlooking the Bosphorus Strait here, firecrackers going off, horns, people singing nationalist songs, sort of jubilant, joyful spirit.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the victory. I mean, it was a very close election. Almost half the country did not vote for him. So I'm wondering if you can tell us, first of all, how opposition supporters are reacting, especially given the autocratic tendencies that Erdogan has demonstrated.
Right. Analysts are calling this an elected autocracy or an illiberal democracy. What that means is that it was somewhat of a fair election. I mean, the ballot box was not corrupt per se, but people were not given the same opportunities. For example, the press wasn't free to report about the opposition. But the opposition right now, whether that be younger people who are first-time voters or women who are actively fighting for women's rights here, and then some refugees who feel like their values are not being represented, although everybody was against refugees. But a lot of people are sleeping in. People cried last night, and they need some time to regroup. But the numbers are big.
I think, Fariba, one of the things that, you know, those of us watching from the outside, you know, the last time we really paid a lot of attention to Turkey was the earthquakes earlier this year. And it seemed like there was a lot of discontent with Erdogan at that point. But it seemed like the earthquake and the response, despite the devastation, didn't really factor in this election.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were surprised at that. And the values that mattered in this election, I mean, Turkey's economy is in shambles. Inflation is at 80%. But if we go back to the Trump years and why he got voted in, these things don't seem to matter when you have nationalism. And Erdogan has a record, let's be clear. People who've been voting for him have been voting for him because they have seen results. In the last decade, you know, it's been creeping authoritarianism. The economy's gotten worse. Human rights record is abysmal. But they don't seem to care about those things because he gave them roads and hospitals and universal health care. So they look to that record to say, this is why we voted for him. They don't trust the opposition.
I found it very interesting, too, that Syrian refugees numbering in a couple hundred thousand were also given the right to vote. And you mentioned, you know, the anti-refugee sentiment. How did that play in the election?
Oh, it was huge. And everybody was, it was kind of like a race of who can hate the refugees more. And Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party, or AK Party, were probably the mildest in that department. Afghans or Syrians are the largest refugee population here. But the numbers that are highest are Syrians. And they voted for Erdogan because in the past he supported them.
So Erdogan is in a difficult spot due to his country's participation in NATO and his close relationship with Vladimir Putin. How do you expect he'll handle those opposing interests?
I think when it comes to sort of mediating between Ukraine and Russia, Erdogan has played out a very effective diplomatic protocol, I would say. And those are the things he points to and the AK Party point to, that we can handle ourselves. We're not siding with the West and we're not siding with Russia. We're playing mediator. So on the foreign policy front, people trust him more as sort of putting Turkey out there as its own leadership rather than an ally of either side.
So Fariba, what do you expect going forward now that he has a mandate yet again to continue his 2-decade rule of the country?
I expect more of the same, but I expect the economy to get worse and people are going to suffer more in Turkey. We are going to see receding human rights on the women's rights front. LGBTQ rights. Also, you're going to see these institutions that have been somewhat democratic become less and less and less and less so.
Fariba Nawar is the host of the On Spec podcast, a journalist covering the re-election of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Turkey. Thank you, Fariba.
Thank you so much, Deepa.